This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. U.S. President Donald Trump says he and Chinese leader Xi Jinping have agreed to reopen trade talks between their two countries. At the close of the G20 summit in Osaka, Japan, a few hours ago, Mr. Trump also said for now he is holding off on new tariffs against Beijing.
We're holding on tariffs, and they're going to buy farm product. But that could happen, John. This doesn't mean there's going to be a deal, but they would like to make a deal, I can tell you that. And if we could make a deal, it would be a very historic event. You know, we've never really had a deal with China.
Meanwhile, Mr. Trump said U.S. companies could continue selling to Chinese telecom giant Huawei, a world leader in 5G technology. The American intelligence community views Huawei as too close to the Chinese government, in short, a national security risk.
We mentioned Huawei. I said, we'll have to save that till the very end. We'll have to see. One of the things I will allow, however, is a lot of people are surprised. We send and we sell to Huawei a tremendous amount of product that goes into the various things that they make. And I said that that's okay, that we will keep selling that product.
On Russia, Mr. Trump refused to clarify his earlier lighthearted reference to Moscow's well-documented interference in the 2016 U.S. presidential election, though he did repeat what has become a familiar theme.
As everybody now understands, I won not because of Russia, not because of anybody but myself. I went out, I campaigned better, smarter, harder than Hillary Clinton.
Mr. Trump said Russian President Vladimir Putin had once again denied the charges of meddling, asking, quote, how many times can you get someone to deny something, unquote. The president was traveling next to South Korea, where he's offered to hold a handshake meeting with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un at the DMZ. Mr. Trump said it would last about 2 minutes, clearly enough for a photo op. This is VOA News. There has been new fighting in Afghanistan, where more than two dozen pro-government personnel are reported killed in Taliban attacks on security outposts in the northern province of Baghlan. This as the insurgent group opens a new round of peace negotiations with the United States in Qatar to discuss a possible settlement to the Afghan war. Here in Washington, a bid to limit presidential war powers has come up short in the U.S. Senate. AP correspondent Mike Gracia has a report.
On this vote, the yeas are 50, the nays are 40. The 60-vote threshold having not been achieved, the amendment is not agreed to.
An amendment to a defense bill that would have required congressional approval before the president can order military action fell 10 votes short in the Senate Friday. Four Republicans joined most Democrats in supporting the failed amendment. The White House and Pentagon had written a letter opposing the amendment. Earlier in the week, President Trump asserted he doesn't need congressional approval to engage militarily with Iran. The House will likely try to attack its own limits on military action against Iran with its defense bill next month. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Iran's deputy foreign minister says European countries need to buy more of his country's oil or consider lines of credit for Tehran if Iran is to stay within the limits of the 2015 nuclear deal. Abbas Araghchi said in Vienna Friday, Europeans need to better utilize the INSTEX program, which allows non-dollar trade with Iran.
What we insist is that for INSTEX to be useful for Iran, Europeans need to buy oil from Iran or to consider credit lines for this mechanism.
Tehran is threatening to surpass the limits of enriched uranium allowed by the nuclear deal in response to U.S. economic sanctions. As Congress has agreed to provide billions of dollars in funding to the federal law enforcement agencies at the southwestern border, the acting head of the U.S. Department of Homeland Security, Kevin McAleenan, says he'll meet with Northern Triangle officials in the coming week, trying to lock down an asylum deal to divert asylum seekers from the United States. Meanwhile, Mexico has boosted its border efforts, deploying thousands of newly commissioned National Guard troops to its southern and northern frontiers. The U.S. has imposed sanctions against the son of Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro, the latest step in a campaign to force the socialist leader from office. The Treasury Department said Friday it would freeze any assets Nicolas Maduro Jr. has in the United States and prohibit American individuals or businesses from conducting business with him. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin said in a statement, the Venezuelan president relies on his son and others close to his authoritarian regime to maintain a stranglehold on the economy and suppress the people of Venezuela. More news at voanews.com. Gene Randall, VOA News.